Florida leads the country in the number of juveniles prosecuted as adults, about 5,000 a year. That record is under a spotlight in Broward County, where a 14-year-old faces a sentence of life in an adult prison. Last month, Lionel Tate was convicted of first-degree murder in the death of his 6-year-old playmate, Tiffany Unick. Lionel's supporters say it was an accident. Prosecutors contend it was too gruesome to be unintentional. Though only 12 years old at the time of the crime, Lionel was tried and convicted as an adult. But NPR's Philip Davis reports even the prosecutor agrees that Lionel has landed in a place where no one wanted him to be.
Lionel Tate's birthday was 2 weeks ago. He had hoped to get a Sony PlayStation 2. Instead, he spent the day as usual in a solitary cell in the Broward County Detention Center in Fort Lauderdale. Jim Lewis is Lionel's lawyer.
I wasn't able to see his mother on his birthday. I wasn't even able to get a card. You don't get presents, birthday presents or cakes in jail. We were able to read a birthday card from his mother that I read. That was the extent of his birthday, his 14th birthday.
Lionel could spend the rest of his life in cells like that one as a result not only of his actions, but also of decisions made by adults in his life. Lionel was playing with Tiffany Unick on July 28, 1999, allegedly imitating the violent wrestling shows he loved when Tiffany died of blunt force injuries. Lionel could have been charged either as a child or as an adult. Florida, like about a dozen states, allows the prosecuting attorney to make that decision. Broward County Assistant State's Attorney Ken Padowitz made the call.
In the case of State of Florida versus Lionel Tate, after reviewing the law, it became apparent that in this horrible set of facts where a little six-year-old girl had been basically beaten to death over a period of time, which in no stretch of the imagination was child's play, we had to look at the juvenile system to see if they could adequately prosecute Lionel Tate for this crime.
Padowitz said the maximum punishment under juvenile law would be 6 to 9 months in juvenile detention and probation after that. He decided to seek an indictment of Lionel Tate as an adult for first-degree murder. Padowitz said he would do it again.
Prosecuting Lionel Tate as an adult, after the grand jury had indicted him as an adult for first-degree murder, served a public policy of not only punishment, but having the ability to give an appropriate timetable to rehabilitate Lionel Tate.
Nonetheless, Padowitz offered Lionel's mother, Kathleen Grosset Tate, a plea bargain that would garner Lionel only 3 years of detention. But Lionel's mom turned the deal down. She's not talking to the media these days, but she defended the move last month on The View, a CBS talk show. She did it, she said, because she didn't think her son was guilty.
I thought it was an accident, and I still believe it was an accident.
When the case went to trial, few thought that a jury would convict a 13-year-old boy of first-degree murder, but the 12-member panel took only 3 hours to do so. Jurors later were flabbergasted when they were told the mandatory sentence for the crime was life in prison without parole. Many said they wouldn't have returned a first-degree verdict had they known. Even the state's attorney's office says it's a harsh punishment. Again, Ken Padowitz.
My office and myself do not think that a life sentence is an appropriate punishment for someone who was 12 and a half at the time they committed a horrific, horrendous beating death. However, there is no allowance for discretion on the part of the judge.
On February 23rd, the presiding judge, Joel Lazarus, will hear an extraordinary defense motion asking that he reduce the jury's verdict from first-degree murder to second-degree murder or manslaughter. If that's not successful, Lionel's lawyers plan to make a direct appeal to Governor Jeb Bush for clemency. The state's attorney's office has indicated it would not oppose either move. Meanwhile, Lionel sits alone in jail, not allowed out to play in the same yard as the adult prisoners, with whom he is an equal in the eyes of the law. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.